Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of Minutes with Mom. Today we're going to be talking about the habits of hospitality. Now, most of us know hospitality as having people over for dinner, or maybe having a game night, or hosting some sort of a thing. But something that I've come to learn is that really isn't hospitality. That's really more entertainment. And today I want to make a clear distinction between the two. Hospitality and entertainment are not the same thing. Oftentimes when we are seeking to entertain, we have a very perfectionist mindset. That means we might go above and beyond in the meal that we're cooking, or maybe we spend hours and hours and hours cleaning our house and making it perfect for Country Living Magazine. The thing that is true about hospitality is that perfection cannot be a part of it in any way. I recently read a book by Karen Eyman, and it's called A Life That Says Welcome. I will put a link to the book in the episode description so that you can pick up a copy for yourself. I also did a Periscope over this book, and you can go to catch.me/minutes with mom in order to kind of view those scopes. And then also, if you want to read the book along with me as I did those scopes, you are more than welcome to do that. One of the things that Karen said in the book, and I just love this quote, is comparison kills contentment. And oftentimes, especially as women, when it comes to our homes or just different circumstances in our lives, when we start comparing, we very quickly start to become very discontent with, you know, the house we live in, the cars we drive, the kind of clothes that we have available to us, how much our husbands make, how well of a cook that people are. You know, there's so many different areas where we can grow discontent. And I just have to say that if you are seeking to be an entertainer, you are not understanding what hospitality really means. And keeping a mindset of always being ready, always being available at any given moment for a person to drop by unexpectedly, or for your husband to call you up and say, hey, in 45 minutes, so-and-so is going to show up with his wife and two children. Can we stretch dinner to feed all of us? You know, those are things that if we are really having an attitude of hospitality, that we're going to be able to do, and we're going to have a good attitude while we do it. There have been times where I have gone over to certain friends' houses and we'll, like, you know, all eight of us will, here we come, boom, rush in the door, and we are there, the Tompkins tornado, we often will refer to ourselves as. And there have been friends who we walk in and I am so nervous about our kids breaking something. I am so nervous about our kids, like, smudging something or dropping food on the floor, you know, because it looks like you could, you know, eat your food off of their floor because their floor is so gorgeous and pristine. And as much as I love those friends to death, I have to say that I haven't felt comfortable in those environments, you know, because let's face it, we have six kids and kids are messy. And, you know, you're doing good if you walk through my house and you don't hear that noise of your shoes sticking to the floor because somebody has dropped their juice or a sucker has fallen somewhere that nobody was able to reach it. I know that sounds gross, but I'm just being honest. I mean, kids are messy. And I think that if we are seeking to be perfectionists, if we're seeking to have these gorgeous, like, houses, then we are depriving ourselves and our families of the blessing of having a home and a heart that says welcome and getting to practice hospitality. And one thing that I just want to emphasize in today's show is that don't be somebody that pushes people out of your life because your standards are too high, or your home feels stale and cold because it feels like a museum, like you can't touch anything in it. And if you're a mom, most of your friends probably have kids. And if you are trying to abide by this unrealistic expectation of housekeeping or making your home look like a magazine or whatever, I am not saying you should live in a trash can or that you should have just junk everywhere in your house. That is not what I'm saying. I will talk about that in a minute. What I'm saying is that you don't want to present a home to somebody where they feel like they can't sit on your furniture or they can't drop food accidentally or they can't even bring their children, even if they have one child. They feel so uncomfortable in your home because it's so perfect in their minds that they can't even come in with their children. And we have to be really careful not to do that. And I have been guilty of this before in the past. Like, I remember one time my husband calls me and he's like, hey, we had these two friends. And he was like, hey, they're going to be stopping by and they're bringing you something. They called and said that they wanted to bring you something. I had just had a baby. And I was like, what? Are you kidding me? And he's like, no, they're going to be there in like 15 minutes. And I'm like, 15 minutes. And I look down and I'm still in my pajamas and the kids are still in their pajamas and we've got homeschool books and like all this stuff everywhere, all over the house. And there's dirty dishes in the sink and just so many things happening. And I am like in hyper panic mode. I'm like, oh no, oh no. They're going to see me in my real raw state. And at some point, I think it was just in a matter of seconds, I just had to resolve, you know what? There is nothing I can do about it. There is too many kids and too much junk everywhere in order to be prepared. And, you know, about 8 minutes later, knock, knock, knock on the door, open it, and there we are in all of our wonderful raw glory. Messy house. Dirty dishes, pajamas and all. There we were. And God has done that to me a couple of times. And I think it's been to break me out of this mindset that I need to have this perfect house. And I need to make sure that I am presenting, you know, this picture to people of how things are when in reality, that's not how things are. And again, I want to emphasize not to repeat myself, but I really do want to drive this home, is that don't seek to be perfect. Don't seek to be perfect in the way you present your house. If you want somebody to walk through your doors and to feel safe, to feel loved, to feel comforted, to feel all of those things, having a perfectly decorated, organized, clean house, that doesn't create that feeling. You know what does? Smiling faces, a family that is so excited to see you, a real house with real people living in it. So that might mean the trash can's almost full or there's a couple dirty dishes in the sink and you're not quite done cooking dinner. It's still making on the stove. Those are things that make people feel, wow, they really love me. They are so excited I am here. I feel so relaxed and at ease. Have you ever been to somebody's house where that has been the scenario? I know for us, we have a sweet family in our church. And one day we hopped in the van and we were driving over to pick up our computer that their son was working on for us. And my husband goes inside and he comes back out and he's like, she wants all of us to come in, the mom. And I was like, oh, you're kidding. And he was like, no, she really wants all of y'all to come in. And I'm like, okay. And I was very reluctant because I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I know that she hadn't planned for all eight of us to just bombard her house. And we walk inside and what is she doing? She's cooking dinner. And I'm thinking, okay, this is interesting. I feel really bad because she didn't know. And again, this is all me. This is not her. And all of a sudden she's like, hey, do you guys want to stay for dinner? And I'm like, maybe. And I'm looking over at my husband and he's looking at me and I'm looking at him and I'm like, what do we do? And she's like, okay, yeah, y'all just stay for dinner. And she just kind of ushers us over to the table and she gets all the kids set up. And so this is just so funny. She had just one skillet and she had it, you know, filled to the brim with food for her family. And here all eight of us come in, and like, children just always seem to be ravenous at any given moment of the day. And so they're sitting there and they're like, yeah, we want to eat. And I'm just like dying on the inside, like, oh my gosh, that little, you know, skillet is not going to feed all of us. We're like getting close to 15 in numbers here. And she somehow did it. She fed every single one of us, even I think it was like 1, 2, 3, like 4 grown men and all these kids. She fed every single one of us. And, you know, I look back at that now and I can see what the Lord was trying to show me. And really what he was trying to get me to see was, this is what a life that says welcome looks like. This is what hospitality is. This is hospitality in action. It's, hey, my house is a mess. We're trying to, because her house was kind of messed up because they were in the process of like renovating some areas of their kitchen. And so like they had this massive oven in like one of their living rooms, and their son had like all his computer stuff spread out in this other family room. And I'm just thinking, oh man, there's so many of us. And I think that I would have probably had an anxiety attack had it happened to me. But, you know, I hope now that having witnessed that and gone through that, that I would have a good attitude and I would be like, sure, I'll make this one skillet of food stretch to feed all 15 of us. Absolutely. And again, you know, that's what it's about. Be ready at any moment of the day, because you don't know who is going to need you to love on them. You don't know who God is going to send your way because they need to be encouraged or they need to be just poured into spiritually. You don't know. And we need to always, always, always be ready. Remember, perfection can kill hospitality, and it can kill a life that is trying to say welcome. It will create a life that says, get out of here. You're going to mess my stuff up. And that's not what we want. And so another thing that I want to point out is, like I said, you don't need to live in a trash can, and you don't need to be like, oh, this is real life, and just have like your junk everywhere. That's not what you need. You definitely need to be conscious of having things picked up and all of that. And one way to do that is to do frequent purges in your house. We actually recently just did a massive clothes purge. We have, like I've said before, 6 kids, and it always just seems like clothes just are always either being given to us, or we're finding really good deals at thrift stores for like 50 cents or 25 cents. And so we'll pick that up. And we've always kind of kept all the kids' clothes throughout the years just to kind of like filter them down through the kids. Well, it was getting to the point that our clothes were needing a room of their own, and that is ridiculous. And so we took an entire day and did this massive clothes purge. I think we filled up like 35 trash bags. It's just shameful to even admit that, but it's true. We did. And I'm talking like shoes and clothes and everything. We filled up all these trash bags and we went through every single item of clothing. Now, I think it was yesterday, I saw a Periscope. Cannot remember the gal's name, but I saw a Periscope. I'll find it and I'll put a link in the episode description so you can look her up. But she did this Periscope and it was such a great idea. She has 5 boys, 7 kids total, but 5 boys specifically. And she was doing a clothes purge of her boys' clothes. And she set up these tables in her house and then put a thing out on Facebook locally and was like, hey, if you have boys and they're between the ages of X and whatever, come over on this day to my house and enjoy coffee and fellowship and refreshments and load up your laundry baskets and take whatever you want for free. Now, that is definitely a way you could be hospitable. It's a way that you could have fellowship unexpectedly. And it's a way to bless somebody with all of the things that you had. And when I saw that, I was so bummed out because I thought I would have totally done that. That is so neat. But I know that probably in a year or so, we'll need to purge again. And I do plan on doing that in the future because I think that's just such a fabulous idea. And you could do it really with anything. You could do it with furniture that you're trying to get rid of in your house. You could do it with toys. You could do it with books. You could do it with tons of stuff. Kitchen gadgets. Who has too many kitchen gadgets? Oh my. Yes, me please. And so again, look for opportunities to be hospitable. That's a great example and a great way that you can do it. Lastly, making sure that our heart and our attitude are always ready for whoever God wants to send our way. We live in a mobile home park, and I've kind of talked about this a little bit on my blog about how we left our really nice house that we lived in and moved down into a mobile home community so that we could kind of just be a witness to these people here. And a couple of nights ago, one of the young guys, I think he's like, I'm not sure actually how old he is. I think he's like 19 or 20. He texts my husband on the phone and he's like, I need to come over. And it was like probably about 9 o'clock at night. And he was kind of going through something. And I was just at that point that I was like, we homeschool at night sometimes. And so we were like finishing up our school day and there was still like dishes to do in the sink and the house hadn't been totally picked up from the events of the day. But my husband was like, hey, he's coming over. And I was like, okay, no problem. And there have been times in the past, I'll just be honest, where, you know, people have been like, I need to come over and talk to you. They're talking to my husband and they're telling him, I need to come over and talk to you. And I've been like, oh, really? It's so late. You know, we need to put the kids down. We haven't got to spend any time together. And, you know, I'll just have a really stinky attitude. And it's hard for my husband because, you know, he's wanting to meet the needs of this person, but at the same time, he doesn't want to upset me. And it, really, it's a selfish response on my part. And I've had to go back and apologize, but I've gotten a lot better at how I respond when situations like that arise. And so whenever we found out that this young man was coming over and he needed to talk to my husband, my response was just like, yeah, absolutely. No problem. No big deal. And it wound up being a great time and he was very encouraged and my husband was able to just have a really good conversation with him. And it was good. Now, had I had a not hospitable attitude and been like, no, I don't want him to come over. No, we're getting ready for bed. We're still trying to finish up our school. No, I don't want to do this. It would have been disastrous. The night would have ended much differently and my husband probably would have been a little upset with me. So again, make sure that when it comes to hospitality, again, don't seek to be perfect. Make sure that you have a mindset that is always ready and that your heart attitude reflects always being ready. And number three, do things to help yourself be always ready, which is like purge, declutter, put trash in the trash can, things like that. Do little things throughout the day that will help you to be able to be ready for whoever God might bring your way. And I promise you that if you begin to operate this way, instead of trying to seek to be perfect or trying to compare yourself to this person or that person and thinking, oh, I'll never have a house like that, or I'll never be able to put together a dinner or anything like that, you just keep in mind, you're not seeking to entertain. What you're seeking to do is for the moment people walk into your home, they feel loved, they feel taken care of, they feel safe, they feel protected, and all of those things. And that's what we want. They feel and see the love of Jesus. And that is really what hospitality is all about. And so I hope you are encouraged to assess yourself and assess your heart and make sure that you're not trying to be perfect, but that you really are trying to extend the love of Jesus through the hospitality opportunities that he gives you. And you take that with you, and the next opportunity that you get to love on somebody, do it in this way. Don't try to be perfect. Don't try to entertain them and wow them and make them feel like, oh, wow, that was the most amazing thing I've ever experienced. No, you want them to walk away thinking they really care about me. They really love me. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. And be sure to just subscribe to this podcast so you will get notifications of every new episode. Minutes with Mom podcast airs every weekday morning at 10 a.m. And you can find this podcast on minuteswithmom.com. And you can also find it on iTunes. You can also follow my blog, that's minuteswithmom.com, and I blog every single day except Sunday. So 6 days a week I blog and I share homeschooling things and just life advice, marriage. I also Periscope and I am on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, all Minutes with Mom, and so you can easily find me there. I hope you are encouraged. I hope that you are energized to continue forging forth as a mom and a wife and a daughter of the King. And I will talk with you again tomorrow.